and heavy hearing. House Bill 5054. Doug Kendall? ODOT? Mike Marsh?
Mr. Chair, Mike Marsh and Doug Kendall from ODOT. I think we'll go through briefly House Bill 5054, and I just hit a couple of major points. The members have the bill before them. 5054 is our fee bill. To make sure we're clear about background on these fees, a significant amount of work is done in establishing fees through the administrative rule process. On the fees that you have before you, the first one is the airport site inspection fee. Brief indication on that one is when we look at proposed airports, in the past we've had a $75 flat fee plus expenses for the inspectors. What we're trying to move to is a more administratively efficient method to just have an absolute flat fee that can communicate the expectation to the customer coming in of what the fee will be and make sure that we're clear about that, so the amount will be set in a $300 amount within the bill. The other elements of the bill I'd like to hit through Doug Kendall here and then come back to the last portion, which deals with DMV, if I could.
Chair Hanna, members of the committee, Doug Kendall, Maintenance Engineer, Oregon Department of Transportation. Second part of Section 1, Evaluation of Private Tollway Proposals, the bill passed last session, required ODOT to establish a fee. Should we have a private entity come in and propose a tollway project? The initial review, there are two pieces to the fee. The initial review is basically the cost to define the proposal, help work with the private entity to define the proposal enough to get it added to the SIP, which is required for a tollway project. The second, the detailed evaluation, has to do with our evaluation of traffic impacts and the connection where the tollway would attach to state highways.
Mr. Chair.
Representing the Butler.
Just one quick question. That's only for private parties. When counties or cities or the state or any other agency applies for them, there no such $5,000 or $40,000 detailed evaluation.
Your Honor, I'm representing the Butler. That's correct.
Thank you.
For public entities.
Thank you.
Moving on to Section 2, the first part of Section 2 establishes the fees, adopts the fees established by the Commission for snow park permits, and these are the same numbers as existed in the last binding. And if there's no questions, Mike can do the DMV portion.
Mr. Chair, on the DMV portion, there's a review done every 4 years at DMV regarding the fees that they charge, as it is our obligation to attempt to charge the cost of administration for the work that's done on these various records and documents that have to be processed. The big change from last time regarding these is the Privacy Act 1997. The members may recall that there was a Privacy Act passed which required a certain amount of review and approval is done by DMV before lists are released to the public or businesses that are seeking these lists. And those lists are listed here. The records list moved from $222 per submission to $700, and the account set up moved from 25 to 70 because of this requirement to do a review of the applicants and ensure that they had an appropriate business use for seeking the information, as well as that making sure there wasn't any criminal background to the folks involved. Those are the two big increases. The other two lists that are listed, the DUII diversion list and then the hearing tape, both have gone up because of substantial amount of time since the last increase and are simply a matter of inflation over a period of time. Mr. Chair, we're open to questions.
Okay. Are there any questions by committee members?
Is there an increase for the record list with $700?
The actual increase is from $222 to $700, Mr. Chair, and Senator Eames.
And follow-up question. So why has this gone up 3 times? Because you said that you need a background checkup for the account from 25 to 70. But why is the list increase that much?
Mr. Chair, Senator Yees, the list increase is part of the approval process also. Two separate things. One is the list itself, the other is the account set up to simply do the business transaction to get them paid in the process. It's $222 to $700 because of the approval and requirements to review these folks that are coming in and making sure that it's appropriate for them to give them.
And it's separate from setting up the $70.
Right, Mr. Chairman, if you'd like to get into more detail, I can do that here. State that the large increase is due to a fixed cost of $200,500 for computer programming processors, which are amortized over a couple of years. And so that's the reason for the increase on the list itself. On the account setup, that's the business part of just establishing the account and making sure that we have the appropriate payment back on these folks. So the big increase is the list, the approval for the list, and making sure that we've done a review that these folks don't have a criminal background and have an appropriate business use for the list.
So another question.
Yes, please.
Chairman. So the big increase is due to the computer hardware. Is this why?
Mr. Chair, it's the process of reviewing and approving those people as individuals, that they don't have a criminal background, that they are an appropriate business use. This is the estimate of what it will be to start off after we get into it and do the next fee study, which we expect to be relatively shortly by the end of next biennium. We expect the fees will go down.
Mm-hmm. And what would that be?
When would that be?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of next biennium.
I mean, what amount would it be when you say it might go down?
We don't have an expectation at this time of the exact amount, but we'll do a fee study of how much it's costing us and make sure that it's tracking on what those actual costs are.
Okay. Are there further questions?
No,
thank you both. Is there anyone else who wishes to testify on House Bill 5054? If not, we will close the public hearing on House Bill 5054 and open the work session on House Bill 5054. Ms. Jordan?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've provided a memo that summarizes the four areas that ODOT fees are that they're establishing in this statute, and I'm recommending approval.
Are these fees already figured into the budget that we sent out on ODOT's budget?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
So if we were not to approve this, what is the net effect on the ODOT budget?
I haven't had an answer to that question. Although it would reduce services, I mean, reduce their revenue, and they'd have to take another look at their expenditure levels and adjust.
Mike Marsh, would you come back up? What is the net amount of revenue that these fee increases generate?
Mr. Chair, the amount of revenue is not as significant in the airport fee one. It's about we had about 9 inspections in this current year, so that'd be 9 times the $300 so far this fiscal year. The major element of this, Mr. Chair, is the statute does indicate that we need to recover our costs in the area of DMV when we're dealing with the toll roads. And if it's not passed in the format that allows for us recovering our costs, we're going to be in an inappropriate situation. So we're trying to make sure we cover those costs. There isn't a net negative impact on the highway fund, which we can't use to make a payment on these fees.
The first part dealing with the airport and the heliport sites inspection, does that take into consideration the passage of Senate Bill 108?
Mr. Chair, this is on the basis of current law. The bill does move aeronautics from Department of Transportation, but it doesn't actually take effect until July 1st of 2000. This would be a part of their administration, and when they move out of the organization, it will go with them. So
this would transfer with them?
Correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay. I didn't put it in question.
I just wanted to make sure that if current statute provides that we must recover our costs on the toll roads, that we must absorb it for the when a city or a county or other municipal agency comes to us for a toll road, we must absorb that. Is that right?
Mr. Chair, my understanding is that's part of our doing business with our partners,
okay,
in local government.
Thank you.
Okay, Chair. Representative Beck, I would move. You ready for that?
That's fine. Would move House Bill 5054 and also recommendations. We do pass recommendations.
Representative Beck now moves the LFO recommendations to House Bill 5054 relating to transportation fee increases. Is there a discussion? If not, then will the clerk call the roll? Yes, move on.
No.
Aye.
Aye.
Schrader.
Percy vote aye.
Butler.
Firm aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Well,
it doesn't carry. You walk into it. Motion carries, and House Bill 5054 is sent to the full wage move committee.
Do you have to have a majority on each side?
Yes, you do.
But you don't have a majority on the side. Oh, you have a person, guys.
True.
But I'm
oh, do you know? Yeah, I'll be in that room.
Okay.
That's what you need. I just would like to know.
All right. We'll open the public hearing on Senate Joint Resolution 11.
Oh.
Do we have a sign up there?
Thank you.
Senate Joint Resolution 11 is a bill that has been sent down to Ways and Means from Senate Transportation. It deals with creating a fund for the state police to go back into the ODOT funding equation by amending the Constitution of the State of Oregon. It is to deal with policing public highways, roads, streets, and roadside rest areas in the state. By the definition using policing, that includes the definition of city and county police as well as state police. There's an accompanying House Joint Resolution 59, and we will be dealing with that simultaneously with Senate Joint Resolution 11. House Joint Resolution 59 was introduced by Representative Gianella, and it's the intention that if we can work both bills, we'll try to work everything into the House Joint Resolution because it's already passed the House and the leadership wants the bill to move along in the process. So just so you're aware of what the leadership has asked us to consider doing. Is there any questions before we move to open testimony? Okay. Judge, Senator Eve.
Are you saying we are looking, we are reviewing House Joint Resolution 59?
Well,
or are we doing House Joint Resolution 11?
We're doing Senate Joint Resolution 11. We're having a public hearing on it, but my understanding, the leadership has asked us to consider joining these two. The Senate Rules Committee yesterday late afternoon sent House Joint Resolution 59, the Ways and Means, and it's supposed to be coming to this subcommittee. But as of this morning, at this point, it had not arrived. And so, therefore, our scheduled hearing is on FDR 11. But the ultimate goal is to merge the two into one.
Oh, okay. Because I don't have...
No, we don't. None of us have it. No, none of us have it.
Okay.
Okay. Judge Laura Pryor, if you would come up, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members of the committee. My name is Laura Pryor, for the record. I'm a Dillon County judge, and I represent here this morning Association of Oregon Counties on this issue. I'd like to tell you what our position is, why we have that position, and we have a suggestion to make to you. Let me start by saying that we do support some kind of dedicated funding for the Oregon State Police. We do not support them getting into the trust fund. And the reasons why we don't support that are really pretty simple. The revenues in the trust fund have been pretty stable from the gas tax. We've had some growth in population in the state, But the other part of the funding for the system that comes from the cities and the counties has been falling. The revenues that the counties used to have from timber revenues have been cut by about 50%, and most of that has come on the east side of the state. On this side of the state, you have tremendous growth, pressures against the gas tax. So within this decade, you've had a number of things that have happened to that gas tax. For instance, in 1995, we were not successful in tax increase tax. The adjustment that was made on the cost responsibility took that those revenues down $19 million. So the system lost $19 million. So you have a confluence of things that are occurring with the funding for roads that is giving us a continuing decline through this decade. So we cannot support having the OSP funded out of the gas tax. But we do have a suggestion for some dedicated funding, and we do have a resolution, amendment to offer, and that is to take a dedicated increase out of the driver's license fees and dedicate it to the Oregon State Police. I know you're on a short time frame here, so I'll be glad to take any questions you might have.
Okay. Are there any questions by committee members? You have presented to you an amendment dated June 30, 1999, restore line 7 to the existing language after line 20, insert if from levies under paragraph B of subsection 1 of this section from increases to driver's license fees after the effective date of this amendment may also be used for policing of public highways, roads, streets, and roadside rest areas in the state. My question is, would it be your understanding then with proposed amendment that Senate Joint Resolution 11 would only apply to driver's license fees only?
Mr. Chair, if I may respond for the record, Bill Penhollow with the Association of Oregon Counties. The amendment that we offered, let me give you just a brief background. If you look at Section 3A, it's divided into two sections. Section 1 is divided then into two paragraphs, paragraph A and paragraph B. Paragraph A deals with the gas tax and the weight mile tax that come to the highway fund. Paragraph B deals with the registration fees, title transfer fees, other driver's license fees related to ownership and operation of vehicles. The way SJR 11 is drafted, funding for policing would come out of that total fund. Our amendment would limit then funding just from paragraph B, if you follow me. And we would further propose that you limit that to, if you will, a surcharge or an additional fee on a driver's license, a driver's license. Now, I talked with Senator Hannon before the meeting, and if there was the desire to limit that to registration fees, then this amendment could be modified to accomplish that. But what we're wanting to do is not to open up the funding to attach itself to the gas tax and the weight mile, which is the major portion of the funding in the highway fund that goes to roads.
Representative Beck.
Thomas, your concern essentially is that the trust fund is so burdened now, we haven't increased it in so long, and if somehow we increase gas taxes and other fees and got us up to a highway fund that was where it was, you would support police and parks even possibly and maybe a few other appropriate things. We were back where we were in 1980, roughly.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Beck, I'd like to take a crack at that if you don't mind. Probably not. And let me try to explain that, why I say that. If you look at the system as a whole, ODOT, counties, and cities, and then if you look at the funding revenues as a whole, the gas tax and vehicle registration fees and weight miles probably fund about half of that for the system. The rest of the money comes from either timber revenues or whatever the revenues the cities and counties can raise. The reason we're trying to protect the gas tax now and into the future is because the historic way that funding mechanism has come, basically on timber revenues to the counties, which is the largest share of that, are in not just the decline, but the whole system has changed. And we probably will not see that level of funding ever again come to the counties or the cities from the timber revenue source. So if you take a look at how that funding has changed, and you also have a change of the property tax under Measure 5 and 47 of the counties, where we were using general funds as well, that system has all changed. So I would have to answer your question by saying, specifically, probably we would not support that. We're trying to protect that.
Clarification.
Yeah, growth of their mother.
Mr. Chair, I just want to make sure that as to the 3A portion of the through 5 lines 5 through 10, when we talk about the trust funds, that those are the gas tax and weight mile fees. Okay, the concern I've got is line 11 talks about any tax or excise levied on the ownership, operation, or the use of the vehicle. Ownership is registration, is it not?
Mr. Chair, Representative Butler, that is correct. And the Highway Trust Fund, or the Highway Fund, as we call it, is made up of both gas tax, weight mile, and vehicle registration fees. So this... all of that is currently dedicated by this provision of the Constitution. Our suggestion is if you're going to fund policing out of this, narrow that to just line 11, if you will, on any tax or excise levied on the ownership, operation, and use of motor vehicles. We feel that relates more to the policing responsibility and the owner's use of their automobile rather than gas tax or weight mile relationship.
But I still need a clarification, Mr. Chair, because the ownership under line 11 would normally include some registration fees, and the paragraph 3A would include you're putting in weight mile together with truck registration, is that right, under the 3A, under the trust fund, the highway trust fund? I guess what I'm looking for is would truck registration be available to draw from for the OSP under your proposed amendment?
The original intent was to increase the vehicle and the truck registration.
Yes, sir.
The original intent was to increase the vehicle registration primarily for policing. The truck registration would be increased, and it would be used for truck inspections, such as safety inspections, for all these truckers that are out here on the highways and freeways driving deficient equipment. So that was the reason it was drafted with somewhat of an open-ended reason, was to allow it to be a policy discussion and then make a determination based upon how we would raise the revenue, how we pay for it.
But if I understand the modification of the proposed...
It limits it strictly to driver's fees.
But if we added that the levies from this section from increases to driver's license and vehicle registration fees, inserting the three words and vehicle registration...
Then it would limit it to those two areas only.
And that would be down from 11... line 11 forward, basically, is where that would, because that would become paragraph, subparagraph E.
Right.
And then the words and policing would be struck on line 7.
Right.
questions came.
Okay. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any other questions? Greg Whittleford? And Glenn Rader, do you want to come up, please?
Chair, members of the subcommittee, good morning. I'm Captain Greg Williford, Director of the Department of Oregon State Police Patrol Services Division. I appear before you today representing the Department of State Police. We are supportive of this body's efforts to return to the Highway Trust Fund a option for the legislature to fund a portion of the Uniform Patrol Services Division of the Oregon State Police. I've handed in some formal testimony that has quite a bit of detail regarding the inadequacies of our current patrol coverages today, even with our new budget, and also the inability to handle calls for service and what's been identified in the communities as need for state police services. I will just let you read that at your leisure. I'm going to be very brief, and we support your efforts. We believe that it is makes sense to have a portion of your Oregon State Police uniform patrol troopers that are out there on the state interstate highways be funded from the state highway trust fund in a portion of that, and we believe that this measure would provide an additional option for funding that in addition to the general fund. The general fund has been very, very unstable in funding uniform troopers over the last 19 years since it was removed from the trust fund as an option, and we believe this would be, again, a very good policy decision to do that. With that, I will let Glenn later speak, or if you ask me any questions, I'd be happy to answer them for you.
Are there any questions by committee members? Thank you. Glenn?
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, for the record, my name is Glenn Rader. I am representing a grassroots organization called Help Our Troopers. I am also a retired member of the Oregon State Police. Help Our Troopers was founded in 1995 by Lloyd and Lolita Clodfelter, who could not be here today, after their son Brett, a state trooper assigned to Klamath Falls, was murdered while on duty. The goal of the organization is to increase the Oregon State Police Patrol Division by 200 people in 1999. We're here today to speak in favor of Senate Joint Resolution 11. This measure is going to replace the wording policing by the state police back to the state constitution. Now, I'm going to enter some testimony, so I'm not going to go through this whole thing. I think the question that's come up here is this appropriate use of the funds? And I think absolutely it is appropriate use of the funds. The word policing was not removed from the constitution in 1980 because it was not appropriate. If you remember back in the 1970s, there was a severe gas shortage, and there was no revenues coming in to the Federal Highway Fund, and therefore no funds coming into the State Highway Fund as a result of that, because most of the funds were 75-25 matched to build highways and repair highways. At that time, they removed the word policing to help ODOT, who was struggling at that time just to maintain the highways that we had. This is the 1990s, almost the year 2000, 19 years later. Financial situations change, and this has been the case for our highway safety. It is now appropriate to pass this measure and return policing to the highways. I would like to point out that this bill contains absolutely no revenues from the Highway Trust Fund, no limit of any kind that is going to be dedicated to the Oregon State Police. It merely says that if this measure is passed by the people, then the next legislative assembly can decide what portions, if any, that they want to use. But it gives you an option to use those highway funds to fund the Oregon State Police as a dedicated funding. It has absolutely no effect on the funds that goes directly to the counties. It does not come out of the county portions. In fact, I think it's going to assist the counties in two ways. Number one, it's going to allow money to be used by counties for things that they wish to have it used for, such as law enforcement. And number two, it will allow the cities and the counties to remove themselves, their law enforcement agencies, from the state highways and from the interstate highways, which they're now helping the Oregon State Police to cover because of lack of troopers, and return them to the jobs that they're supposed to do. I don't see that this is going to affect any monies that goes to cities and counties. That concludes my testimony. I'd be pleased to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Senator Lynn, I appreciate the testimony you have given this moment ago, but if any connection in the future, my situation of then, like in 1970, gas shortage, or sometime in the future, then are we going to switch back the way the system as is now?
Mr. Chair and Senator Lynn, that's a very good question. And I think that the there was a mistake made in 1980 when they took it out of the Constitution. They removed it from the Constitution because what they could have done was just not fund the state police out of the highway fund and use other things so that they could use that mechanism when the state of finances in the state change again and it's appropriate, you know, to use the highway funds. I would say no, you would not want to take that out, but you still have the option every legislative session to determine what portion of that fund you want to use, if any, and what limits you wish to do. It doesn't say that you have to fund the state police from that fund.
Any further questions? If not, thank you both very much.
Thank you, sir.
David Barnford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Dave Barenberg with the League of Oregon Cities, and I'll be very brief. We have spoken with the counties that very much support the approach that they've taken in terms of trying to define what portions of the constitutionally mandated or restricted funds can be used to fund state police just to try to preserve the sense of the gas tax, weight mile tax being used for roads. And one thing that's, I think, important looking back in history was that before, when the highway fund was used for many different purposes that have since been restricted, that before 1980, when there were many different expenditures out of the highway fund and it was more expansive, the permissible uses, than today, there hadn't been a gas tax increase for 13 years since 1967. And the only gas tax, the first gas tax increase that passed was after the uses for the highway fund were limited. And it was a belief of a number of people who worked on the funding issues at that time that that was an important issue to the public, being able to clearly define the uses of the funds. And that engendered the support and the ability for the legislature to raise the funds necessary to begin to address what then I think were also pressing road needs. So one other comment, and then I will stop, Mr. Chair, was that as SJR 11 is drafted, it would allow any funds collected in the highway fund. It could be city portions of the highway fund that are currently allocated to local government or currently allocated to ODOT. There are no strictures on what could be then allocated out of the highway fund, so it would be whatever would be opened up. Just to close again is that, you know, we support the approach talked about by the counties, and I think some of the suggestions made by committee members, and for that, I'd like to stop talking. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions by committee members?
One question.
Send it to them.
Okay. Just a moment ago, we heard a testimony. Instead of taking out the money from city and county, he just mentioned it might help the city and county. Could you give us a comment on that?
Yes, Mr. Chair, Senator Lim, that I think the argument Mr. Rader made was that by increasing funding for state patrol functions, you could then free up local dollars that were used for police patrol for other purposes. I think the argument that we would make is that currently the needs as articulated by Judge Pryor on the road system are very great, and that associations representing cities and counties would prefer to maintain those funds for the purposes of meeting our road needs. And we believe in supporting the state police, and I think the mechanism suggested by the counties in terms of identifying a source within the highway fund and then dedicating that to state police gets to the needs of the state police without putting the road parts in jeopardy. I think there is some gain, but we need to do it in a way that it doesn't create some loss in the area where we have a shortfall. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Further questions?
Mr. Chair, I have a question, and perhaps it involves Mr. Brandenburg as well as Mr. Penhollow. I just, having had an opportunity to look over the fees that would be available under the subsection B, which starts on paragraph 11, my recollection is that there would be literally hundreds of millions of dollars and available under the new registration and ownership program that was proposed, and I'm not sure exactly where it's at on the Senate side, Mr. Chair. But it's my recollection that it would generate a huge amount of money under the registration portion, and maybe Mr. Penhall, or do you know, Dave?
Mr. Chair, Representative Butler, currently we have, I think, a $30 registration fee, and each $10, I can do the math, I think it raises about $69 million.
But I'm speaking now of the vehicle registration, including the truck registration ownership, which when you move from a few hundred dollars per truck to $3,000 and $4,000 a truck, my recollection was that the registration of the truck, the fees that we're talking about under subparagraph B, move into the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Mr. Chair, Representative Butler, that is true. I think in rough terms under the trucking industry proposal, I think trucks are supposed to raise about $288 million a year. This is rough. And I think that the registration portion raises around 55%. So that would be, you know, correct. It would raise, you know, $150 million or so dollars from truck registration, provided that the funding bill moves forward and passes, which we hope it will.
And a final comment, Mr. Chair, and that is, I think that Mr. Penhollow made the point that he felt like that the ownership, operation, and use of motor vehicles was the appropriate area in which to address policing, as opposed to how well your roads are built, maintained, and kept up. And I'd have to say that I certainly agree with that. Particularly, we've got a fund shift here, and the fund shift is to the B section, to the ownership, operation, and use of the vehicles, and that would be the more appropriate place, I think, to be considering the OSP portion of the funding. And again, it does not, I see a dangerous parallel, Mr. Chair, of what happens here with moving money away from highways to the OSP under the general fund portion of highways. It's very similar to what happened under Measure 5 when it shifted the responsibilities away from where they really belong, that's back in the communities, that's the schools. And here we're pitting the schools, or we're pitting the local government, the schools in that case, against the state government, the OSP funding in this particular case, and we're trying to shift it back in part to a trust fund, which is, I believe, 56% controlled by the state, and then the other 44% controlled by county and local governments, if my recollection serves me correctly.
Okay. Further questions or comments? Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who wishes to testify on SGR 11? If not, we're going to close the public hearing, and we're going to hold SGR 11 over until tomorrow. House Resolution 59 from Representative Gianella is supposed to be referred to our Senate committee. We'll deal with both bills at the same time. And so that's our business for today. We are adjourned until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.